I'm going to ask the children, please, that are here present to come up to the front for a short time as we consider again the life of Hudson Taylor. So I'll ask the boys and girls who are here if they want to come up to the front two or three rows. That would be appreciated. Okay, so I'll have the children up to the front. And it's good to see you. And we welcome you this morning, boys and girls, in the Saviour's name. Now, I'm just going to ask a few quiz questions, first of all. A couple others are gathering here. And they'll be very easy questions. We've been considering this story for a few weeks now. And I'm going to ask for the first hand up to tell me, who is the missionary that we've been learning about? Joel? Hudson Taylor, good man. And what country did Hudson Taylor want to go to tell others? Yeah, first hand, Sarah? You know? Good? Yeah, good girl. And can somebody else, harder question, can somebody tell me what was the city that Hudson Taylor grew up in England? Yeah? Good man, well done, excellent, that's great. And two things that Hudson Taylor learned about before he went to China. He studied specifically two different things before going to the mission field. Can anybody tell me what they were? I think Jordan, your hand is up first. Medicine and the Bible, that's great, very impressed. Well done. There's a few wee bars up here. I'd forgotten them, but my wife's seen them sitting, so she bought them. So thank Elaine for that. Okay, Hudson Taylor. We learned last Sunday that Hudson Taylor had arrived in China, and the means of transport that he used was called a taxi, but it was really just like a big wheelbarrow. And he would have sat in this wheelbarrow and got wheeled around the streets and lanes of the different towns and villages and cities that he went to. But there was one city that he really wanted to go and preach in and minister in, and the name of that city was Tung Chau. Okay, so try and remember that for next Lord's Day, Tung Chau. And he was warned, don't, Hudson, whatever you do, don't go to Tung Chau. It's a wicked city, it's an evil city, and the people there, they don't like white people, they don't like people from other countries. And the authorities, if you try to preach the gospel, they will either put you in prison or they might even kill you. And so Hudson had to make a decision. And that's where we finished last Sunday. And he made the decision that he would go to this wicked city. Just as his Saviour and our Saviour left heaven and came into this sin-cursed world and went to the cross and was crucified, Hudson Taylor thought, well, if my Saviour did that for me, well, then I need to go and tell these people, regardless of the consequences, of his love and his salvation. So along with another friend, they went to Tung Chau, and as soon as they went within the walls of the city, a drunk soldier came up and began to shout and curse and swear and abuse them. And soon a very large crowd had gathered around, and they were beating and punching and kicking Hudson Taylor and his other friend. And then one of them shouted out in Chinese, "Let's kill them." And I'm sure his heart was racing and he was filled with fear. And then somebody piped up, one of the soldiers said, "Let's not kill them, but let's take them to the Mandarin and see what he has to say." Now the Mandarin, he was just like the chief or the leader or the prime minister of that city. He made all the major decisions. He was like the president or the king of that little city. So the crowd sort of stood back and they lifted Hudson Taylor and his friend, and they were battered and they were bruised and they were bleeding, and they took them all the way through the streets of the city to the Mandarin. And all the while Hudson Taylor was trying to tell these people about the love of Jesus Christ. And that was a wonderful, wonderful thing. So whenever they got to the Mandarin's house, the door was opened and the Mandarin brought them in. And the charges were brought against Hudson Taylor and his friend. And again, Hudson Taylor just began to tell this man about the Lord Jesus, about why they had come, about the God of heaven, the God of creation, and just began to tell this man all about it. And the Mandarin, the president of that city, just sat back and he began to listen. And he even accepted from them a New Testament. And much to the surprise of the people there that day, the Mandarin ordered that these men should be allowed to tell the people about this God and about this Saviour, and even asked some of the soldiers to go and stand with them and protect them so that nobody could lay a finger upon them. Boys and girls, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the very heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and as rivers of water, God turneth it whithersoever he will. That just literally means that God can control the very thought lives of mighty and powerful men. And so Hudson Taylor had the privilege of pointing people in this city to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one night, whenever he arrived home from preaching and from missionary work, he was very tired and he was very hungry and he was very weary, and he began to cook himself a meal, and he made for himself some rice, and he began to eat that rice with chopsticks. I'm not sure if you've ever tried using chopsticks, but it's very difficult. And he was trying to eat the rice with the chopsticks. And one of the Chinese people that was sitting with him said, "Mr. Taylor, you eat the same food that we eat. You use the same chopsticks that we use. You speak the same language that we speak. But you dress completely differently. You wear a nice suit and you've got brown curly hair and you just don't look like a Chinese person." And that really spoke to Hudson Taylor, and he began to think about this. Maybe these people, a lot of them, are scared of me because I look so different. So he began to change his appearance. He got his hair cut all short. He dyed it black. He attached what was called a queue. It was just like a large ponytail to the back of his head. He put on breeches, funny looking trousers. He put on a linen shirt jacket and calico socks, these funny socks that went up outside of his trousers, and little shoes that looked more like slippers. And he wore a blue silk robe on top of it. And he just looked like a Chinese person. And whenever he dressed like that, and whenever he could talk the language of the people, and he ate their food, and he slept on a little mat on the floor, just like the beds that the Chinese people slept in, lots more people gathered together to listen to him. And boys and girls, again, that reminds me of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he left heaven, and he became like you, and he became like me, and he became a human, he became a man, he lived amongst men, he slept in beds that we sleep in, he ate the same type of food that we eat, and the Bible says he humbled himself, and he took upon himself the form of a servant. And that's what Hudson Taylor was seeking to do. Now, there's an island just off the coast of China called Sung Ming. Okay? Sung Ming. Now, that doesn't sound like a very appealing place, Sung Ming. But Hudson Taylor wanted to go to Sung Ming, and he was invited to the island, and he just intended to stay there for a short time. But the Chinese people liked him so much that they gave him a little house to stay in on the island, and they even paid his rent for them. And he would, every day, he would seek to minister to the physical needs of sick people and to clothe them and to bandage them and to give them medicine and to treat their sicknesses. And he would also tell them about the Lord Jesus. And then at nights, he would open up his little home and he would bring the neighbours in and he would teach them about the Bible. And people began to get converted. He was there for 6 weeks. And then a little letter was pushed underneath the door of his home. And it was from some of the authorities in the island of Sung Ming on behalf of the other doctors that lived there. You see, the other doctors in the island were very jealous of Hudson Taylor. And they began to get very bitter against him because he was offering people medicine and treatment and help and counsel, all free of charge. And people were flocking to him, and they were being healed, and he was so skilled in what he was doing that the other doctors got bitter, and they got jealous. And he had to leave the island of Sung Ming just after 6 weeks of being on the island. And you know something? His heart was really saddened about this, because God was working, and God was moving, and lives were being changed, and people were trusting in the Lord. And the Chinese people had really taken to him and they loved him. And so there had to be a very sad, sad farewell. And they wept and they cried as they parted company. But you know, God had a very important purpose in him being sent off that island. God had a wonderful surprise for him. And we'll find out next Sunday, next Lord's Day, what that surprise was. We'll have a few more quiz questions, hopefully, as well. And anybody that answered a question this morning, you come to me after at the door and I'll have something for you. So thank you for listening, and we'll ask you now to go back to your seats and to sit again with your parents. God bless you all, and thank you so much for listening.